saying the government should lead by example. President Barack Obama wants it to triple its use of renewable electricity sources by 2020, and he's told agencies to get at least a fifth of their energy from renewables. Easier said than done? Well, for a look at one department's approach, we turn to Willie Taylor. He's director of the Office of Environmental Policy and Compliance at the Interior Department. And good morning to you.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on.
So if the government should lead by example, I suppose departments like the Interior Department should be ahead of the game, given your mission. So how far along are you on meeting these goals by 2020?
Well, we think we're going to meet them. As we look at what we've done so far, right now, we're at about 10%. And we need to be at 10% by 2015, so we're ahead of the game there. For 2016 through 17, it's 15%. We think we'll make that. 18 and 19 is 17.5%, and 2020 beyond is 20%. And we think that those are all achievable. It'll be a stretch, but we do believe we can make it.
Give me a sense of the resources under control. I mean, we often think of the Interior Department as a lot of land, but what are the energy factors that you have to manage? How many buildings and what sort of energy sources on that land?
Well, we have something like 38,000 buildings, I think, or places where people are. But let me get back to how we're going to meet those challenges through the different types of resources. We think that it's a three-pronged approach. And the first is that we've got to install on-site renewable energy systems, such as photovoltaics or small wind systems. And this is the way we're primarily going to make it. We've got lots of land out there, and we've got lots of places where we are stationed where we can use these small facilities. Our second prong is we're going to purchase electricity from utility providers, wherever that's available. And that's our second way of doing things. And then the third is we're going to purchase renewable energy certificates. So, yes, we've got a lot of land. We own a fifth of all of the public lands. We've got 70,000 employees, 200,000 volunteers. But we think we can manage that.
And when you talk about those 38,000 buildings and the land, what is the mix of sort of these big-scale projects that you've got to do that requires lots of perhaps time and preparation and things that are relatively easy fixes on a smaller scale?
Well, when you talk about the large scale, you're talking about the arrays that are being put up primarily on BLM land out west, and those take time, and they're being done by a project proponent because they want to put up these arrays for solar energy. That is something that we could purchase off of as well, but it's mainly done for non-government use. For our own use, again, we can put up small wind farms. And when we've done that, we can put up small photovoltaics. And those are the two things that we would normally do in our buildings, because you have to remember, we're mainly out west and we're very scattered. Of that 20% of the United States, that's approximately 502 million acres. We're not consolidated. We're spread out everywhere, and there's small pockets of us.
And when you talk about renewable energy, what sort of advantages and disadvantages does that present?
Well, in terms of advantages, if we can, in a couple. First of all, if you take a look at the renewable credits that we've been talking about, it is possible. It's possible that we can have renewable energy put into our portfolio over the long run and have it paid for through energy savings performance contracts. And so those would be things that, because money is always a problem, the federal government and Interior in general, we don't have the dollars to instantly convert things. And so we rely on the private sector whenever to help us purchase our renewable energy.
And the relatively new memo, which was dated in, I think, December of last year, lays out very specific things. I mean, in addition to that goal of having 20% of a department's energy being renewable, it talks about metrics. It talks about tools like the green button. Give me a sense of how the Interior Department is compiling the metrics and using these tools that have been laid out in the EO.
Well, in fact, what we are doing is we're benchmarking our building's energy performance, and we're doing that through the Energy Star Portfolio Manager, and that's required by ESA and our ESA-covered facilities. We're working with FEMP to clarify exactly what those new requirements mean, and we're looking forward to the implementation of Green Button at our federal facilities, because that will give us a standardized way of measuring things.
And explain to me about the implementation of the green button. What's entailed in that?
Well, what we will have to do, well, in fact, that's what we're working with FEMP on right now. It's currently being offered by 48 utility companies across the United States. And what we're going to do is to standardize that for federal practice. And so that means that FEMP is, in fact, working with all of the agencies. They're meeting something like monthly to be able to work through the transformation of the green button for utility companies to the federal government.
We're speaking with Willie Taylor, and he's director of the Office of Environmental Policy and Compliance at the Interior Department. And with all of these tools, what would you say is the most promising, but perhaps there needs to be greater development or there needs to be greater guidance from the White House? In other words, it's just not there yet.
Well, I think that something that might be in that category, two things maybe. One is, I get back to these energy savings performance contracts. One of the things that we're trying to do...
And just to clarify, because some people might not be familiar with that, are you talking about ones where, say, a utility company agrees to put up a solar array or some other sort of energy source and pay for it up front, but then with a long-term contract where you are paying the bills?
Yes, and the way that the utility company makes its profit is that we give them the energy savings amount.
Okay.
And so that's how it gets paid for.
And what would you say is not quite right for prime time with that?
Well, it works when you've got large facilities and office buildings and places where you've got a large congregation of people. For interior, we have to go around and try to aggregate in many places to get to something that a contract size that might be worth it. And so we're working with FEMP and EPA to think about how, and we've got an initial program called Encore.
Enable.
I'm sorry, it's called Enable. Which is a pilot program right now to do just that. And that's tough for us because, as I said, we have facilities scattered out all over the West and in fact, the East as well.
And on sort of the flip note, what would you say has been the tool that has helped the Interior Department the most?
I believe that the thing that's helped us the most is what we did at the very beginning. We started out... And we looked at the executive order, and we made a decision as to how we were going to comply. And I think we made a decision that's kind of unique to us.
And what is that?
We set up a sustainability council, and we set up an environmental management system for the entire department. In fact, the department is certified as having an EMS 14001 certificate. And so... That allowed us to do a couple of things. The first thing is we have one person who's responsible for basically whipping the rest of the department into shape, and that's my boss, the Assistant Secretary for Policy Management and Budget, Rhea Sue, and she is the Senior Sustainability Officer. Under her, we set up a council so that the bureaus are responsible for their own task, and we have bureau and office Senior Sustainability Officers. They sit as a council and make recommendations to Rhea. Under that, we have work groups to deal with various technical subjects, and we have across the department work groups. So it's not just one bureau working on something. We've got several bureaus working on the same issue. And then those work groups report to an implementation group, which basically are the co-chairs of each one of those work groups. So the structure that we've got goes from the top down, but also from the bottom up. And it's really been useful from the bottom up in terms of getting ideas from our staff about how we should deal with sustainability. Being at Interior, you have a certain mindset, and that mindset is to take care of the land and take care of the resources. And they give us some fantastic ideas because they're not something you would think of just sitting at headquarters.
Sure. Willie Taylor is Director of the Office of Environmental Policy and Compliance at the Interior Department, giving us all something to think about. Thank you so much.
Thank you.